1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was an apostle. He had seen the Lord Jesus and he'd been saved from a dreadful life of rebellion against God, even though he was a very religious man, incredibly religious. But Paul has been called to be an apostle by God. It's by God's will that he's an apostle, and he is an apostle of Christ Jesus. So he belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is doing all things for his sake. Paul is writing this letter to the Church of God in Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus. So the Church of God in this particular place, each one of the members of it have been sanctified, set apart for the Lord Jesus Christ, to worship him and to love him and to serve him with all their hearts. They're called to be holy. They've got to make sure their lives are clean. They've got to keep God's holy commandments, and they are to live upright and godly lives. And they're doing it together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this epistle isn't just for the Corinthians. It is for all of us who call on the name of the Lord Jesus, who know him, who depend upon him and who love him. He's the Lord of the Corinthians, and he's the Lord of us as well. And Paul salutes us by saying, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." So we all have grace. We have that unmerited favour. We have that love and salvation that God has given to us, though we don't deserve it. And we have his peace because he has given us peace through the blood of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the very centre of this letter. He is the one that the writer serves with all his heart. He is the one to whom belong all the members of the Church of God, all those who are sanctified by him and set apart, and all those who call on his name everywhere. So this is for us too. It is from God our Father who loves us, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Saviour and our brother.